The final numbers are not in just yet, but indications are Connecticut may be heading for a shortfall in tax revenue this year. Governor Dana Malloy, a Democrat, recently predicted a surplus of $22 million, but State Comptroller Democrat Kevin Limbo says Connecticut could be looking at a deficit of $44.6 million.
Our consensus revenue number, and that's a number that's reached by the governor's office and the legislature, continues to be ratcheted down. And now we're seeing a shortfall in the withholding portion of the income tax, which is 60% of income tax revenue, together with some uncertainty on the quarterly filers portion of income tax. And all that together means we need to be much more cautious about this fiscal year. And finally, we're required to keep our budget in balance on a month-to-month basis. And so the legislature and the governor need to keep a close eye on the situation.
The tax deadline of April 15th is still about a week and a half away. Could these numbers change dramatically, do you think, once that deadline is reached?
Absolutely, they can. Historically, we see folks who file on a quarterly basis, normally their fourth quarter or their last payment of the tax year, tends to move in the same direction as their quarterly. If that, in fact, is the case, that could be good news. There are some folks who have been able to defer a tax payment because of a hold harmless provision in the tax law. We'll see some of that revenue that was anticipated in January coming in April as well. So absolutely correct. It could be a good end of tax collection season, and we could see this deficit zeroed out. But we need to, at the same time, plan for the worst. And I'm happy to be wrong about this, but we need to be cautious.
Should this projection be looked at as anything other than a tax projection? Is this a reading of the state's economy in any way?
I think there is a lot of uncertainty in the Connecticut economy. We've seen it play out over the last 5 or 6 years. It's an economy that is reinventing itself, and at the same time, it's got a business climate that is cautious, is not expanding as rapidly as some of our surrounding states. The sooner we get to the bottom of the why, the better off for everyone.
Do you have any indication? Do you have any opinion on the why?
I think for a very long time, Connecticut state government has continued to change the rules of the game from cycle to cycle or from year to year. And the worst thing you can have in these situations is uncertainty. When a business leader doesn't know what the tax laws are going to look like next year or what the regulatory environment is going to look like in the future, then they're less inclined to expand or even to stay in some cases. But that's also true of other sectors of our economy, whether it be the nonprofits or municipalities who are trying to figure out how much state aid they're going to get. We've had quite a long period of economic uncertainty and lack of stability. And those two things together add up to a very toxic situation for anyone who's thinking about growing or building a business in Connecticut.
What about the uncertainty that may be coming from Washington, not just from Hartford?
So yes, on top of everything else, there is great uncertainty with what's happening in Washington and how that will impact states like Connecticut and, frankly, states in the Northeast. As we see the potential for changes in the Affordable Care Act, if that, in fact, actually comes to be, there will be greater pressure on state budgets to pick up the slack, if you will, on coverage that may be lost by some under federal changes. Likewise, any conditions on other federal dollars, whether it be education or transportation, will force us to take a long, hard look and see if some of those conditions may run contrary to our values as a state. And if they do, the question will be then, what do you do? Do you turn away the federal money, or do you find a way to reach a compromise, if that's at all possible? Compromise doesn't seem to be the watchword these days.
Democrat Kevin Limbo is the state comptroller in Connecticut.